I traveled with my dad and my older brother on a train from Miami to New York, and it went through Atlanta. 1953 trains were segregated. There were not bathrooms in the cars for African Americans. My dad didn't know that. I was 7 years old. I couldn't hold it from one place to another. I ended up being essentially wet. When I arrived, when the train stopped in Atlanta, we were able at least to get the dirty clothes off me and to change. But then we knew that you couldn't drink between stops. But that was my first trip to Atlanta. The second visit came in 1962. I came to Atlanta to the national meeting of the NAACP as the youth delegate from Queens, New York. They had thought when they announced that Atlanta would be the meeting site in the late 50s, you know, it was like 3 or 4 years in advance, that by then Atlanta, the queen city of the South, would have been integrated and ready. It wasn't. Not a single downtown hotel was available for for blacks to stay in. So you had these lawyers and professionals from around the country who couldn't get hotel rooms. I stayed with a number of other youth delegates in a dormitory at the Morehouse College campus. Now, the freshman dormitory and Morehouse were at the end of a particular bus line. It went north to North Avenue, starting in a black neighborhood. North Avenue was a white neighborhood. First blacks got on the bus, and me, I'm a kid from New York. Proudly wearing my badge, my NAACP badge. I sit on the front seat because it's the beginning of the line, not thinking diddly. The bus begins to fill up and gets completely packed and people are standing. And what I had not noticed until then, when people were standing on the bus, was that the African Americans were all sitting in the back, self-segregating themselves. Because by then, legally, all the support for segregation had fallen away, but people still did the old stuff, still were sitting in the back, and the whites were sitting up front, but no one was sitting next to me. You know, I'd gone to integrated schools in New York. You know, who are they to say I can't? And, you know, if they say Atlanta's such a great place, how come they haven't come into this century, you know, by 1962? That's one of the lessons I really wanted to understand. Why had things changed but not changed? That was my second visit. I mean, to think back now, I mean, here we are 50 years later. Still a lot of work to be done. Educational issues, the schools, but what an extraordinary difference. And here I am, having retired last year, after 30 years on the bench as a municipal court judge. I mean, in Atlanta. Look at Atlanta now. It's amazing.